My name is Sarah Rose, and I believe women should live a rich life. You are listening to the Embodied Woman podcast, where we ignite new levels of prosperity, pleasure, purpose, and passion so you can live turned on and in your power. It's time to make waves, Rebel. Hello, hello, and welcome back to a brand new solo episode. I've got a juicy hot topic for you guys today. This was a question that was asked when I did a Q&A on my Instagram stories recently, and I just had so much to say on it. So I knew that I had to turn it into an entire podcast episode because I think this is a question that probably a lot of people are feeling, thinking, experiencing the results of, and it's just on a lot of our hearts. So I thought, why not have a conversation about it? So before I get into it, we've got updates. One, I'm finally grounded and in a new room and will be hopefully more consistently being able to record these solo episodes. I'm actually creating like a little nook right now within our room that, well, when the baby's here, will be used for breastfeeding and all of that. But it's also just like a little coffee nook that I can comfortably record podcasts with a cute aesthetic little background. You guys know that's important to me. So that's a little update. What else is an update? The retreat is over halfway full, which means that we only got a couple of spaces left. And there have been quite a few of you who have reached out about the retreat and just haven't made the full move yet. So if you need this little nudge, here it is. I seriously cannot stress the being in an intimate group of expanders. You know, like so many people are telling me that their biggest pain point right now is they just feel a little bit misunderstood. They've got these big dreams, these big goals. They don't know exactly how to get there. And they're just feeling a little blocked. And I'm telling you that the best way to collapse time is to surround yourself with women who are doing it and want to do it alongside you and can strategize with you, can co-work with you, can expand with you, can witness you, understand you, all the things that you deeply are craving. So it really is just a no-brainer, and it truly is priceless, especially after this retreat that I was just a guest facilitator at, like seeing the breakthroughs, experiencing a breakthrough. It is seriously priceless. Like I can't say it enough. So if you're curious about the Embodied Woman Retreat, I would reach out, schedule a free connection call, learn more about what to expect. Just know it is designed specifically for the women who are really ready to ask for it all and unwilling to settle in any corner of their life. So if you are in the process of scaling your business and you are wanting a group of expanders to walk alongside you, if you are craving deeper in-person connection and sisterhood, if you desire more money and to live a richer life, and you also really value and appreciate a more hands-on approach to having a mentor that does a more hands-on approach to scaling your business in real time, then come join us. Like, experience the expansion of sisterhood, practice living the rich life you know you deserve, raise your capacity for more money, receive in-person mentorship to scale your business, master the strategy and the energetics to attract more easily in your business, and then break through any of the blocks that are stopping you. Like, become the woman you've been dreaming of becoming. And I can't stress this enough, like even just working in an elevated, prosperous environment, which this villa in Miami, Florida very much is, you won't regret it. And it can seriously quantum leap you just by being in this type of environment. So We've got a couple spaces left there. And lastly, I have two spaces left to work with me inside of the Embodied Mastermind. We start at the end of May. And let me tell you, this is one, the last round of the Mastermind that I am hosting in 2023. And honestly, until further notice, I'm going to record another podcast episode on just like where I'm going and what I see for myself and how much my visions and desires have changed for myself in this new season of motherhood. So shit's changing. So if you've been wanting to work with me, I can't guarantee anything, but I can tell you that I do not plan on working intimately and this deeply in the world of business and wealth for much longer. So not to put pressure, but also to put some pressure because I just can't tell you what business and life is going to look like after baby, but I do have an idea of what I want. And it's very different than what I'm doing right now. So just know that and reach out if you've been wanting to work with me and you want all the goods. All right, let's get into today's episode. So the topic of conversation is, has the coaching industry gotten a bad rep? And I have a lot of different perspectives on this. I'm going to lay it all out on the card, all the cards out on the table for you today around what I think about this. And also what I expect for the coaching industry as well. So long story short, yes, the industry, the coaching industry has gotten a bad reputation. Why? Right? You guys might be wondering, but why? And the reality is there's two main reasons. Well, there's one main reason why it's gotten a bad rep. Yeah, let's go into the one main reason why it's gotten a bad rep. So the coaching industry really blew up when the pandemic happened. I think we can all agree around 2020, there was like this buttload of coaches who just kind of came out of nowhere and everyone was trying to figure out how to start their own business, how to make money online, because one, we were kind of forced into the situation, right? Like we didn't, like a lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of people needed to create some sort of income for themselves and for their family. And they saw the opportunity for that in coaching. I also think that there was this flood of people who saw an opportunity to make quick and easy money. And what I mean by quick and easy money is if you are really great at the super like masculine strategy, like having a really in-depth funnel with upsells and downsells and a big email list and the freebie and like all of the shit, right? All of the things that a lot of people preach. It's in a sense like fail-proof for a lot of people if you are like good at selling and good at strategy, good at marketing. So what happened is a lot of people did that who weren't actually leading with their hearts, who weren't actually trying to be of service, and weren't actually embodied in the work. They just saw an opportunity to make a lot of money and they hopped on the quote unquote bandwagon. And ultimately, that led to, on both sides, the people who like needed to do it out of necessity and the people who saw an opportunity with ill intent, or not even ill intent, but just not the best intentions. They have kind of given the industry a bad rep because there's a lack of integrity and there's a lack of embodiment. They are not embodied in their work and they're not doing it from a place of integrity. And when you don't have those two things, it is not sustainable. Faking it is exhausting, which is why you're seeing a lot of people fleeing the coaching industry now. Because for the past 3 years, they've been trying. Some people have been successful. Some people have not, regardless of their result, it's not sustainable to fake shit. For the people who, you know, did do it out of a place of necessity and they invested in mentors and coaches, but again, they weren't actually the embodiment of their work and they didn't actually put the time and effort to be the embodiment of their work and to master the strategy and the sales and marketing side of things, and also be a really good freaking coach. Those people have a lot of resentment towards the coaching industry right now because they've invested hundreds and thousands of dollars into building their coaching business and they did not end up getting results from it. And it's really unfortunate, you know, because the reality is about the personal development and coaching industry is as much as a coach can try to take full responsibility and can try to bulletproof their process and guarantee results, you really just can't, right? It's like you got to look at it from a different industry, right? Like if you look at it from a teacher who teaches kids, they have the education. They are teachers. They've got the certifications. They've got all of the things, right? And people are paying to be in their classes in a sense. Each kid is still going to get a different grade. There's some rock star people who get it and get A pluses and do the extra credit. There's some kids who just don't get it. You know what I mean? So, and there are coaches right now who are raising the standard of like, I'm going to really hold myself accountable to guarantee results. But the reality is it's impossible to do that. I believe it's impossible to do that. I believe even myself, right? Like I believe in what I do fully. I know what I teach fucking works. I've seen my clients create six-figure and multiple six-figure businesses. I've seen mother of threes have $15,000, $20,000 months. I've seen people make $10,000 in 48 hours and scale their businesses and, you know, balance being a mom. Like I've seen the success, but that does not mean that success is applicable to all, regardless of what you teach them, what you provide them, the blueprint you give, the strategies you give. Like I pour into my clients and I've still had clients who don't succeed. And it has nothing to do with me or a reflection of me as a mentor, because I know in my heart of hearts that I've given them my all. And sometimes it's just people's alignment, right? Maybe again, they did it out of necessity and not out of desire. Maybe they did it out of, you know, that place of like, I need to do this to provide for my family. And here's a cool way to make some side money. But they weren't actually ready to be super all in to build a six-figure, multiple six-figure business. You know what I mean? So it really, and there's ways to avoid it, right? Like I'm in a season right now in my business where I am so fucking particular with who I invite into my space. I actually got on a call with a potential client recently and I just knew she was not a good fit for the mastermind. I just knew that like I wanted the mastermind to be filled with expanders and people who really like already have the basics and foundations in. And I could have sold her on that, but that was out of integrity to do that because it wasn't actually a good fit for her. She needs the basics. She needs the foundations. So we're working together privately instead, right? So But a lot of people would have just, hey, just get into the mastermind. If they're willing to say yes, just get them into the mastermind. And that's where it becomes a problem because now their people are saying yes to offers that aren't actually of service to them. And that's where it's the coach's responsibility to be like, that's where it's their responsibility, right? And where they can really take ownership of why their clients aren't getting results. And then obviously just like not following through on what they say they're going to follow through on. If you say you're going to be giving these certain deliverables, the bare minimum is to give those certain deliverables. And a lot of people aren't even doing the bare minimum. So that is why there's such a big resentment happening towards the coaching industry, is because people are, they've spent these hundreds and thousands of dollars on these coaches who maybe weren't fully embodied, maybe weren't fully in integrity, or maybe they just said yes, but they weren't actually doing the work, or it wasn't actually their purpose. It wasn't actually in alignment for them. And they just said yes anyways, right? So I'm not saying it's one specific person or one specific role. It takes two to tango. And there could be so many reasons as to why people don't succeed and why the resentment builds, but this is just coming from my lens. So that's that part of it. Now, what you're seeing now is a lot of people exiting or transitioning out of the coaching industry. And I think that the main reasons are kind of what I spoke on before. Faking it is exhausting. So you've got a lot of people who tried, failed, weren't embodied in it, and you can't sustain what you're not embodied in. So a lot of people are just exiting it for that reason, right? Like, I've tried again, but like, it's just not for me. And then you've got the people who did it for, you know, the money reasons. And at this point, they've probably found another opportunity to make even quicker cash. And they're probably going to go pursue that because that's what they're chasing, right? Lastly, I think that there are people really exiting the coaching industry. And this is something that I've even questioned. I've had conversations with my partner, with Tony, with my mastermind ladies, my friends, which is when there is a lack of integrity and when there's a foundation built on resentment, it's really fucking hard to do business. It doesn't feel as enjoyable. It doesn't feel as fun. And it doesn't feel as aligned. So I think there's a lot of people who are fed up with how the coaching industry has been running and the low standard that has been set. And they just want to wash their hands clean and be done. You know, like that could very well just be it. They're done. They could be done. Excuse me. They can be done trying to figure out the Instagram algorithm and feeling like a slave to the algorithm. And they're just like, why am I doing this? I've been feeling that way. They could be in a huge transition, right? Like me right now, becoming pregnant, entering into motherhood, I'll tell you what, I do not have the same vision or the same desires that I once thought I had. Well, I once did have for my business, but I thought we're going to last forever. And now they're just not. And things are drastically changing in my vision and how I want to serve and what I want to serve in and what I want to talk about. Like sometimes people's alignment just shifts based off of life circumstances. Oh my gosh, excuse me, the hiccups. Life circumstances. And there's not too much you can actually do about that. Like that's just a natural part of life. So that's another big reason why people are transitioning. And I'll tell you what, these hiccups are so annoying. I'm so sorry. I'll tell you what, something I have really noticed, and you probably have too, about the coaching industry is the trends. You know, the trends are so funny. And I don't mean like trending sounds. I mean, like once one person starts talking about someone else starts talking about it and just keeps happening. And then it's like, that's the big thing, right? Like for a while it was NLP. And then it was feminine magnetism, like that was the big thing. And then it was money and wealth embodiment. And, you know, it's like all these different things. Those are just the ones that have been most alive in my life. And everyone just kind of like, you know, follows the crowd. You've got the trendsetters and you've got the people who follow the crowds. Right now, you're seeing a flood of people hosting in-person events. It's really almost humorous to like see, like, wow. And we all think we're the first one, you know, like I'm over here, I'm like, well, I didn't start doing in-person events because someone else did. I had the vision and I was the trendsetter. And maybe that's true, but maybe it's also not. Like, I'm not the first fucking person to host in-person events. That's just where, and it's not, I'm not saying it's a bad thing either. That's just where the energy is right now. Right? Like we're all playing in the same energy field and we're all getting these similar ideas and downloads and visions because that's just where we're all being led and we're just trusting where we're being led. Like this is not to shame anyone for doing something that's popular. Like I'm a part of that. You know, we're all a part of that to some extent. It's not a bad thing. It's just the energy field we're all playing in. And it's a really beautiful thing, actually, right? So that was a total tangent. I don't even know where I was going with that. But anyways, oh, the trend piece of it. Yeah, it's like, what kind of, even like being a mom, you know, like you're seeing a lot of these entrepreneur women, they're the spiritual entrepreneur people, like all of a sudden it's like we're all having babies. It's like, what's happening here? Like, and not to say that that's a trend, quote unquote, but like, again, we're all playing in the same energy field and we're all starting to realize what we actually want in this season of our lives. And that's okay. It's a beautiful thing. You know, like I'll record a whole other podcast episode on this, but just to give you a little tease, like, I don't really feel as passionate about coaching in wealth and business and those things as I once did because I'm into a more, you know, softer season of my life where I am more interested in being present in motherhood and sharing my journey as a first-time mom and serving the world in that way. So, you know, you're going to see those things happen and it's not a bad thing, first of all. But it does happen, period, in any industry. And that's something that I think is important to talk about as well. We are in a bubble, you guys. We're in a freaking bubble of the coaching industry. There is so many other businesses, so many other industries, so many other types of models of businesses and niches. There's so many different fucking types. And the fact of the matter is everything that the coaching industry is experiencing right now is not actually unique to the coaching industry. It happens in every single industry you can think of. It just does. Doctors, lawyers, restaurants. I'm like trying to think of a billion different ones. Laborers, right? Like this type of transition and shift and people doing it for the money, people doing it out of integrity, people doing it and not actually being leaders or being the embodiment of their work. Like this shit is not exclusive to the coaching industry. And I just think that, you know, we've kind of like separated ourselves from the world of business just because we do have the unique power of not really having an industry standard and not being regulated. You know, like there's that piece of it, but it's still business. It's still business. So we've got to pop the little bubble and just realize like, oh, we're not special here. Like this happens everywhere. It's not just the coaching industry. So it's not just the coaching industry that is getting a bad rep. Is it a big topic of conversation right now? for sure. But there's been a big topic of conversation, I'm sure, in, the doctors and the lawyers and the service providers and the laborers. Like in every industry, there's a certain thing being talked about of, oh, is it getting a bad rep? Like we just need to drop the coaching industry has gotten a bad rep. It's like every industry at some point has gotten a bad rep, period. Period. It's just freaking business. It's just life. So that kind of contradicts everything that I just spoke on, but it's because it's the truth. Like, yes, the coaching industry has gotten a bad rep. All of the reasons why I've already listed, and it doesn't make a difference. It just is business. It just is life. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Whew. I hope this kind of opened your eyes a little bit and maybe gave you some things to think about. And also, like, gave you a little bit of peace of mind in knowing that if you're feeling some type of way about the coaching industry right now, just trust the collective is feeling some type of way. And you're not going to make a wrong move. You know what I mean? Like, as far as what's coming next for you, you're not going to make a wrong move. Whether the move is to go even bigger and scale to multiple six figures and speak on stages, whether it's to write a book, whether it's to start the podcast, whether it's to become an influencer, whether it's to go and get a 9 to 5, like you can't make a wrong move in no matter what. So I just hope that this gives you some peace of mind with the transition that the coaching industry is currently in, because it is in one. And it's important that we do have one. And it'll get back to some sort of even play, even feeling like it will coast for a while and then there'll be something else. We'll coast, there'll be a high, then there'll be something else that drops us low, like the ebbs and flows. Right? All right, my loves. I hope that this brought you value, peace of mind. I hope that it inspired you in whatever way. And if you have more questions, or if you appreciated me just having a conversation about this topic, let me know in the feedback box below. I love when you guys leave me comments and messages. I love and so appreciate when you review, like leave a review and rate the podcast. It really does mean a lot to me. And I love it even more when you DM me and let me know that this podcast has impacted you in some way. And also when you share it with someone who might enjoy this and this type of conversation as well. So thank you so much as always for listening. If you have questions about any of the announcements I made earlier, whether it's the mastermind or retreat, feel free to reach out. My calendar is in the show notes so you can schedule a free call with me just to vibe it out, see if it's aligned. And I think that's it. Ending it there. Love you all. Talk to you soon.